From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Sales of new single-family homes have jumped 6.6%, surging in September by more than analysts had expected. It was the second straight monthly gain. The Commerce Department says 307,000 new homes were sold last month, but that's 25% below the pace of last April when sales were bolstered by a tax credit for homebuyers. The government is estimating there's currently an 8-month supply of unsold homes on the market. The death toll is rising in a remote area of Indonesia, where a tsunami swept through coastal villages. At least 282 people are dead there, and more than 400 others are missing. The BBC's Karishma Baswani says emergency supplies and relief workers are being airlifted to the area.
The search and rescue operation continues to be quite a challenge because these teams have still struggled to get to the worst affected areas. We've been told that they've been unable to make contact with at least 13 villages on the coast, and that's the area where it's thought that the worst damage has been done by the tsunami.
The BBC's Karishma Baswani in Indonesia. The massive storm system that's been downing trees and power lines and forcing travel delays in much of the nation is causing more problems today. Blizzard warnings posted in North Dakota. In Bismarck, Linnea Reeves says she's working to keep her car clear so she can get to work later today.
I've already got mine already out, and I've got my snow shovel in my car in case I get stuck.
The storm has spawned a number of tornadoes. Scott Graff of member station WFAE says at least two touched down in North Carolina.
11 people were injured and several homes and businesses were destroyed as at least one tornado moved through the western part of the state. The front, which has stretched from the deep south all the way to Canada, has been called historic. At times, it's produced barometric pressure readings similar to those found in Category 3 hurricanes. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
A new audio tape purportedly from al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden threatens to kill French citizens over France's support for the U.S.-led war in Afghanistan and a new French law that bans face-covering Muslim veils. Dale Gavlak reports the audio was posted on the Al Jazeera website.
The voice on the tape addressing the French people says, "As you kill, you will be killed. As you capture, you will be captured. And as you threaten our security, your security will be threatened." France has about 4,000 troops deployed in and near Afghanistan. It has also passed a law this month that will ban face-covering veils in public starting next April. Many Muslims have expressed fears the law would stigmatize them. The authenticity of the tape could not be immediately verified, but experts say the voice resembles previous tapes of bin Laden's that are considered genuine. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Stock prices are sagging on Wall Street. The Dow down 107 points. The Nasdaq is off 9. This is NPR News. New orders for long-lasting manufactured goods have increased more than expected. The Commerce Department says orders for durable goods jumped 3.3% in September. That's the largest gain since the start of the year. The rise was fueled by a surge in orders for commercial aircraft and parts. Excluding the transportation sector, durable goods orders were down last month. In Argentina, former President Néstor Kirchner has died. He had been angling to return to the presidency. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports Kirchner's death is a blow to the country's government, which is now headed by his widow.
Néstor Kirchner had been resting in the southern city of El Calafate when he was taken to the hospital. The cause of death had not been confirmed. The 60-year-old politician had been hospitalized in recent weeks in Buenos Aires, where doctors had performed an angioplasty. Kirchner was president from 2003 to 2007, guiding Argentina out of a calamitous economic crisis. His wife, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, was then elected president. Political analysts expected Néstor Kirchner to make another run for the presidency next year. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.
The World Series gets underway tonight in San Francisco with the home team Giants hosting the Texas Rangers. It's the first series ever for the Rangers, who send their ace Cliff Lee to the mound. He has never lost in the playoffs. The Giants start two-time Cy Young Award winner Tim Lincecum. The mayors of San Francisco and Arlington, Texas have a bet riding on the outcome of the series. If the Rangers win, a shipment of Ghirardelli chocolate and sourdough bread heads south. If the Giants win, there'll be a feast of Texas-style barbecue headed up to the Bay Area. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.